Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Porcelain Maker by Sarah Freethy. Read by Kristin Atherton. Book 1. In a tall cabinet, on a glass shelf, lies a white porcelain rabbit. Fluorescent light is reflected in the sheen of its coat. Lifelike, plump and pretty, you can almost imagine pulling it onto your lap to stroke. But there is some tension there. The delicately sculpted ears lie flat, and its sightless, milk-white eyes roll back in fear. A pet made of prey. Underneath, where the soft fur of its belly would be, the porcelain is completely smooth and hides the maker's mark. The word Allach is stamped in an angular font that speaks of beer kellers, pine forests and alpine lodges. Above it, painted in flat black brushstrokes, twin strikes of lightning. SS. Chapter 1. Donna, Cincinnati, August 1993. The asphalt of the parking lot outside Forsyth's bargain auctions was sticky underfoot and ruptured where fists of bittergrass had forced their way through. The sallow sun cast a pall over the low-rise buildings. Thunderheads gathered above, and static itched the air. Clad in cheap aluminium siding and squatting between a dive bar and a Baptist chapel, the auction house itself was nondescript. The chapel and the bar showed few signs of life, but half a dozen cars and pickup trucks were parked outside Forsyth's. Inside the building's metal shell, the thrum of the air conditioner was constant, though it barely made a dent in the day's heat. The main room was cluttered. A gallery of sun-bleached prints and paintings hung on one wall, along with a rack of firearms, and a tall glass display cabinet, sparsely filled. Rows of folding chairs had been set out in front of a small lectern, though few were occupied. The scent of must seeped up from the faded blue linoleum floor and lingered in the air. At 10 a.m. sharp, a compact woman entered a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?